Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, we're here once again. Moving and grooving, that's how we do here on the West Coast. I was having a little technical difficulty here, the reason it took me so long to get on the air today. But hopefully those callers will call in and kind of sit in. Hope the mother calls in tonight as well. As you all may know, we're back in court tomorrow again with our bully principal, Brian, who had assaulted one of our African-American, 11-year-old African-American young man in our community. It's interesting dynamics that I've been looking at. One of the dynamics I'm looking at is why haven't the black community here in Fresno have said anything? Give credit to Pastor DJ Croner and Keisha Thomas, who's a representative for the Edison area, which is not where this incident took place. This took place over at Walters Elementary, which is over off of Shaw and First of Fresno Street. There's a video that was taken. I don't believe the principal was thinking about that camera that was there. I was told they just installed those cameras. It's just sad that here in Fresno that there seems to be a double standard when it comes to black and white. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by black and white. Number one, Bully Brian, the principal, who socked our kid. And I'm going to show you the video here because I don't want you to think I'm making this up. But we will be in court tomorrow at 8:30, the Department 12 down in the basement. Those of you who can come and attend, we appreciate all the support all over the country, from New York to Colorado, just all over the place, showing your love, helping us, you know, editing papers and, you know, talking to me, giving me good talking points. This is nothing new to me, but it gets old. So what I'm going to do before I move forward, we only have 37 minutes. Like I said, I was having some technical difficulty. Like I said, we don't need to be on here long, but I just want to invite the community out tomorrow. If you have time to come out and support a young man, because this could have been your son, this could have been your daughter, that this bully to Brian could have assaulted. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video so that you all can see. This made national news. This made CNN all over the country. And so we're going to go ahead and play the video tomorrow down at the courthouse. We will be there strong. In full force.
Principal in California faces a misdemeanor charge after a three-month-old video of him pushing a student with special needs has come to light. The Fresno Unified School District says Brian Volhart was put on administrative leave after the June incident. He resigned in August following an internal investigation. The video from inside the cafeteria of a school shows the student, who officials say is 11 years old, getting upset and pointing at Volhart. Instead of de-escalating the situation, according to the superintendent, Volhart aggressively shoved the child down to the ground. The district says the student is physically okay, and they have been working to support him and his family since the incident occurred. The district says it took immediate action against Volhart.
There is absolutely no...
Principal in California faces a misdemeanor charge after a three-month-old video of him pushing a student with special needs has come to light. The Fresno Unified School District says Brian Volhart was put on administrative leave after the June incident. He resigned in August following an internal investigation. The video from inside the cafeteria of a school shows the student, who officials say is 11 years old, getting upset and pointing at Volhart. Instead of de-escalating the situation, according to the superintendent, Volhart aggressively shoved the child down to the ground. The district says the student is physically okay, and they have been working to support him and his family since the incident.
First of all, I'm going to stop right there. I believe this was a closed fist. And if you can see right here, you can see how when he struck our young brother, his hands is around his neck. You see that right there? His hands is around his neck. In other words, it was kind of like a choke punch, right? You can see his hands is right. This is his back, okay? And this is his, the palm of his hand is around his throat, okay? Now, if you look at his face, Bully Bryant, the principal, you can see how angry he is, which tells me he has anger management problems, okay? Also, Bully Bryant, principal here, he had a certificate to work with autistic kids as our little brother here, okay? And if you see him, he's very angry, okay? Now, the two people that's standing here, you have this lady over here washing the table, whatever she's doing, and you have this lady here and this man here. Now, this is an attack, right? This is an attack on an assault on an African-American young man, okay? There's no urgency of these two trying to jump in or doing anything because Bully DeBryan has already intimidated the entire staff at the school, from what I'm told. So no one is, you know, pretty much, if this wasn't caught on camera, and I'm going to get into that conversation too in a minute, because like I said, when I deal with issues, I have to deal with it. Not emotionally, but I have to deal with it with facts and figures. You can see that everyone here is just like froze, like, you know, no one is jumping in, nobody is running in or doing anything. You know, this brother here, he kept his backpack on the whole time. She kept her cup in her hand the whole time. I just want you to look at the dynamics of what happened here, because it's really important to get an understanding of the environment that was going on here. This 11-year-old is not a man. He's half the size of Bully DeBryant here, okay? You can see he's stronger than our young man here, okay? The other thing that's interesting to me, the district says, oh, we're working with the families and da-da-da. Well, you know, you got the fox guarding the hen house, okay? Of course, you know, the school psychologist is going to be on the school psychologist side, you know, because they want to protect the district. And I want to play this over again just so you all can kind of see what I'm talking about. And what's interesting is, I'm going to cut this down while I play it. What's interesting is how after he pushed him, he went toward him again, pointing at him. Nobody jumped in to say, hey, principal, hey, that's too much. She still got her cup in her hand. Look at him. Like business as usual, right? And you can just see, you just watch their faces here like they don't even care. It's like, hey, he's just another piece of meat. Doesn't matter. See, nobody jumped in here to stop the principal from going at our little brother. So our little brother has to defend himself at 11 years old. Now, here's the killing part for me. Okay, yeah, you're getting paid, what, $130,000 to read a script. Someone written you a script, and you're reading it right now. Okay, so we understand where you're at, sister. So I had a conversation with the district attorney that's prosecuting And you can see how his hands, see, that was a hard hit. For your hands to go back like that, and, you know, I'm sure he hit the child hit the ground very hard. When I asked the district attorney, when I asked the prosecuting district attorney, I said, how come you're not filing assault charges on Bulleida Bryant, principal? You want to know what he said? He said, I cannot file assault charges on the principal because there was no physical contact. There was no bruises. There was no anything. So in other words, he's saying if there would have been some blood, if there would have been, you know, some swelling, there would have been some. I mean, who knows what they did after they did that? Okay? I mean, he's in a room, my little brother's in a room with people that don't even care about him. There's no urgency to keep him safe. Bulleida Bryant hit him and went toward him, and none of these people in this room, four adults, jumped in the way to stop Bulleida Bryant, the principal. Okay? So this is what you send your children to school to every day. All right? And when the district attorney told me that, I said, you mean to tell me that a white man can lay hands on our little baby and you're not going to file assault charges? Oh, well, it's just going to be a misdemeanor, you know, we're going to try to give him 6 months in jail, you know. You know, we're going to take his credentials. What about the psychological damage that was done? What about that? Okay. What about the psychological damage that was done? Now, let me say this too. This happened, I believe, on June 7th. Don't quote me. But there was another incident. Hey, cousin. There was another incident happened May 27th, if my dates are right. May 27th, Bulleida Bryant, I'm told. Now, this was in the Fresno Bee. Okay, so I'm not making this up. That was in the Fresno Bee. He went and slammed our little young baby on campus and put his knee in his back like George Floyd for over 4, 5, 6 minutes, pinned him on the ground. Bulleida Bryant. Did y'all hear what I said? I said that Bulleida Bryant, the principal, slammed our young brother to the ground and put his knee in his back. This was in the Fresno Bee, the reports that I pulled. And I'm reading. This incident here happened a month later when he socked our young brother. This incident that I just showed you happened a month later when he socked our brother. So there's two incidents, could be more, but we know of two. And then the district says, the superintendent says, well, when they finally did the investigation, they said, well, we didn't know that he slammed the 11-year-old to the ground and put his knee in his back. That was in black and white in the Fresno Bee. He said that. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. Okay? I'm sending my children to school to be safe, to be loved, to be treated with dignity and respect. And there's two incidents where a white man intentionally slammed our brother to the ground and put his nasty, dirty knee in his back for several minutes. Now, what you all got to understand is this. Well, then who filed the complaint? Staff had to file a complaint. It wasn't the little young man who filed a complaint. I mean, he's scared as hell. He don't even know why he got slammed to the ground, put his knee in his back. He don't understand why he got socked by this white man. And, of course, he's making $120,000 a year plus benefits and all that good stuff. But the story gets better. The story gets better. There's more to the story. So the superintendent of Bob Nelson said, well, we didn't know that. So now they're doing an investigation. All of a sudden now, Bully the Brian Principal, he's going to resign. Why would you resign if you haven't done anything wrong, Brian? See, see, family, we got to stop allowing people to treat us like we're some political guinea pigs, okay? If you haven't done anything wrong, Brian, why did you resign your position that you're making $120-some-thousand a year? And I'm pretty sure you living on the north end of town, and big old two- or three-story house with, you know, nice cars. I mean, you ain't living on the west side. We know that for a fact. But you can abuse our children because you look at them as a piece of meat and you have no respect for them. And you think that no black man, that's where you went wrong. You think there's no black man in the city that's going to address you. So I've been at every court hearing waiting for you to walk through the door. And then you have the audacity to plead not guilty. How do you plead not guilty when it's on camera, Brian? Now, Brian was so sharp. Now, I'm going to tell you this, too. Brian, Bully to Brian, went. Let me see if we got any callers in. We got one. Bully to Brian decided to resign from Fresno Unified because he didn't want this on his transcript. Because then if this, when the police did the investigation, it would have got on his transcript, then he couldn't work nowhere else. So what he did was, he said, I'm going to quit. I got some partners up in Tranquility. Now, this happened in the same county. This didn't happen in L.A., Oakland, San Diego, L.A. County. This happened right in the same county. This dude, Brian, was so sharp. He think he's sharp, because my grandma said he can stand another reason. He thought he was so slick that he went to Tranquility Unified and had them to hire him as a vice principal after he then assaulted our little baby. Tranquility Unified hired him as a VP within 3 weeks of him resigning at Fresno Unified after he assaulted, intimidated, hurt, traumatized our little baby. He gonna get another job. See, the system that white folks created, see, they know how to get around it, right? They Fresno County Board of Education. See, they're over the whole county when it comes to education. They ain't said a mumbling word. I listen to KMJ every morning. I listen to KMJ every morning, white Republican station. I listen to it because I want to know what they're thinking. When this first happened a couple of months ago, they talked about it. They ain't said nothing else about this, what has happened. Now, let me finish with Tranquility, and I'm going to go to the next one. He goes to Tranquility. They hire him. My taxpaying money that I wake up every morning, 4 o'clock, I pay into this system to have a just system here in Mississippi, Fresno. And then y'all wonder why I call it Mississippi, Fresno. Now you see firsthand why I call it Mississippi, Fresno. The system has failed black people here in this city. It has failed this family. It has failed the mother. It has failed me. It has failed my grandchildren. We're sending our children into a school system that's being beat up by white principals. And then we turn around and we allow him to go get another job. Because, see, he knew you're innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. So he already knew prior to him, he knew they was going to put him on administrative leave. Now, it took CNN, when I did my report, it took CNN to call Tranquility and say, what in the hell is y'all doing? What do you mean what they're doing? Do you know that you have you hired someone that has assaulted a black child in front of you? Oh, send us the video. Send us the video. What do you mean send you the video? How do your HR department hire people off the street and you don't do a background check? You don't check his references. You don't go back to the same district. I mean, he had to put he worked for Fresno Unified. I mean, I just can't see how you hire a vice principal and he don't tell you where he used to work at. See, family, y'all got to wake up, man. I know a lot of y'all like y'all masters and all that, man. But I'm telling you, the system is broken. Because let's flip the script now. Let's flip it. Let's say that, let's use me an example. I'm going to use me an example. Let's say that I did everything that Bully the Brian principal did to this, but it's not a black child, it's a white child in the city of Clovis. I did everything that Bully the Brian did. I slammed this white kid to the ground in Clovis Unified. I put my knee in his back for 7 to 8 minutes in Fresno Unified. And then I turn around and I get the opportunity as a black man to resign my position. Now, y'all know that's from Fresno that the Klan grew, resonated in Clovis. All y'all who from the valley know. But I get to walk out. No, I would have walked out in handcuffs, okay? Because the white folks in the Clovis School District is not going to allow a black man to come into their community that they're paying teachers and principals and superintendents for to protect their children, and I'm abusing their children, slamming their children. You think I'm going to walk out? I'll be walking out in the handcuffs heading to San Quentin to Corcoran. That's where I'll be walking to. And then I turn around, I get an opportunity to go work for get another job because he knew they was going to put him on administrative leave with pay, and he knew he still had income coming in because he knew that Tranquility couldn't fire him. See, this stuff about, oh, well, we're going to put you on administrative leave with pay. That's, you know, I don't even know who came up with that concept. And I don't even know why as a people in a country, why we put up with that. You mean you can do wrong and then you get the chance to go home and play golf and go to the lake and go to Disneyland and Wonderland and Wonder Valley and go get in your fancy boat or go out of town? I mean, I don't understand this system, how people can do wrong, shoot our children, put their knee in the back, and we turn around and say, oh, we're going to put them on administrative leave with pay. And we put up with it. We don't say anything about it. But I think my good friend, Brother Doug, asked a question earlier. I want to acknowledge this question. Thank you, brother, for tuning in. He's one of my mentors. The court is tomorrow. And I have a caller. I'm going to let this caller in. It's tomorrow, Department 12 in the basement. Once you go into the courthouse, go down to the bottom. We'll be standing down there or maybe inside the court, Department 12. First courtroom, as soon as you get off the elevator, make a right, make a left, first courtroom. Let me go to the caller here. Let me stop. I need to take a break. 3205. Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You have any thoughts, concerns about our topic tonight about Bully the Brian, principal, I believe it was at Walters Elementary School, that attacked, abused, assaulted 11-year-old, and he's able to just walk away, plead not guilty, and, you know, postpone the court at least three different times. This is the third time we're going back. I'm demanding that his credentials be taken away. I'm demanding. See, he needs to do community service at my church. That's what we need to do. I'm going to ask the judge to put him at my church for community service. Anyway, 3205, welcome to the show. Talk to us.
I appreciate you taking my call, Pastor. Now, you know who this is.
Oh, man, this is the one and only, Tony Burlock, from the West Fresno, E.T. Edison in the house.
Now, I've been following,
I'm
right there with you on this one. I've been following this story, and I've been following it tight because it has made the national media, and I've read stories here in California, in Texas, in Florida, in New York. And the consensus from Black America and a few others is that this man has a pattern. His pattern is to take advantage of the children that he say he's there to help. Why? Because he feels like I can slap them around, I can kick them around, I can beat them down, and no one's going to take them serious. Now, this time, he just happened to get caught on camera. Imagine what he's been doing off camera.
It took staff, Brother Tony, to file the complaint when he slammed him to the ground in May. Somebody
right.
on that campus filed a complaint. It wasn't a child, because see, the child, as Black people, we don't have no credibility even when it comes to law enforcement. Oh, you're a game. You know, they put all these labels and titles on us, right, to discredit us as a people, right? Oh, you're not a gang member, but you're affiliated with a gang member. Oh, you're not a gang member, but you're associated with.
That's
the biggest gang in the world.
That's how they operate. They try to throw labels at us so that people won't believe what comes out of our mouths. Now, you were saying, what if I was a Black teacher and I did this in Clovis? Brother, you wouldn't have had to go to Clovis. If you were a Black teacher in Fresno and that happened, you'd have a problem. You have to remember, this is the Central Valley. This is a Republican stronghold. And although we do have folks who will step up and speak out, because I'm always running my mouth, I love to be the nigga you love to hate. But the thing is, we have, like you said, got to stop being afraid to stand up and speak out. I said this earlier in the year. When you spoke on this and that you were going to meet there at the church, we needed to get a decent turnout there. We have got to get back to standing up for our community, because if we don't, our community will no longer exist. The people teaching in schools, go ahead.
You know what, Brother Tony? I'm glad you said that, because I really wanted to lay this all out tonight, because we're going to court tomorrow, 8:30. He can't postpone it no more. He didn't have his third shot. He's pleaded guilty. I mean, he pleaded innocent, right? Which doesn't make sense to me, but it is what it is. When he struck our young brother, see, for me, because I'm a civil rights leader, it takes me back in the day in slavery. Because when our men was getting hit with them lashes, see, a message was being sent not just to him, but to the whole, to the other slaves, right? That this is what's going to happen to you if you get out of line. See, I break it all the way back down, back into the day. Now, our little brother, now Bully the Brian, now check this out. This is what a lot of people don't know. Bully the Brian forgot, the principal, that there was a camera up. They had just put a camera in the cafeteria, which tells me that he's running off emotions, right? After he hit the little brother, he called a mama and said, you need to come pick up your son, because your son assaulted me. Something to those words. And the mother said, okay. But see, like you said, Brother Tony, there's been some stuff going on prior to this. And we're paying the district to monitor not just the students, but to monitor everybody. Little boy got in the car. He said, mama. He said, I didn't hit him. He hit me. Right there, our little brother, 11-year-old, had enough courage to tell mama, he hit me. I didn't hit him. Mama requested the video. That, mama, he forgot that they put a video up in the cafeteria. Mama, I want to see the video. So that's how we got where we are right now. So let's say, for instance, okay, there was no video. It would have been all
exactly what
Bully the Brian said. And that's the system that we live in today. That
exactly
we as people have no credibility in a system that we didn't create. They created. That's how he knew that when he resigned from Fresno Unified, making $120-some thousand a year, because he knew during that Fresno Unified investigation that they was going to put that on his record. And as soon as they put that on their record, he would have lost his credentials. We're demanding that his credentials be taken away tomorrow. We're demanding his credentials be taken. We're demanding, as African, we're demanding, as our ancestors, you take his credentials tomorrow. Give him some jail time. And let him do community. I'm going to ask the judge, please send him to New Light. I mean, free AME, so he can do community service in my church.
You know, the killing part about that is, here's a man who tried to run the okey-doke. Let me resign from Fresno Unified. He didn't already call one of his partners who just happened to have some pull down in Tranquility.
Right.
And the next thing you know, he's in Tranquility at Golden Plains, who then turns around and says, we had no idea any of this had happened. All they had to do was pick up a newspaper. And trust me, the Fresno Bee is sent down to Tranquility. That's all they had to do.
Brother Tony, if a black man did something like, let's just be honest, it would have been on the front page of the, I mean, this story has hit the worldwide, but see, a lot of people in Fresno didn't even really, I mean, I'm talking to people like, what are you talking about? I'm like, and I have to run it down to them, you know, I have to spit it down to them. You know, I'm like, yeah, this went down. Woo. They're like, what? Are you serious? 11-year-old? And I said, yeah, check out the video. So I'm, you know, I'm showing them the video, YouTube, and blah, 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 blah. And man, but it shows that when he applied for Tranquility, that he has no integrity. He has no character. Because the minimum you could have said was, yeah, I got a situation if, you know, Fresno Unified, you know, but no.
But see, he didn't believe he had a situation. See, that's the whole thing about it. I've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. I've done what we've always done, what we've always been allowed to do.
Yes. You know, Brother Tony, you, I mean, we rolled to Oakland together. You know, you're a product of the 60s. If this would have happened in Oakland, L.A., I believe our people would have been out of numbers.
Let me explain
really
to you what would have happened in Oakland. Had this happened in Oakland, the minute that child called his mother, she would have called the neighborhood. The neighborhood would have called their people. By the time Mr. Principal walked out to his car, he would have walked out to a throng standing there waiting on him. They would have been waiting on him.
Right.
And he would have needed to give them an explanation of his reasons for doing what he did.
Right. We got 4 minutes, y'all, before the show is over. I apologize. There was some technical stuff going on, and I had to figure it out. But we have a caller, 9535. Welcome to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. You want to jump in on this conversation tonight?
Hey, good evening out of New York. How are you?
Hey,
this is Empress.
One of our supporters here. This is like, you see Carl tonight. It is midnight, and she is here following in the story. You know what I mean? That's why I said we got support all over the world, Brother Tony. All over the world. We got villages all over the world. Go ahead and talk to us.
Hey, everybody. I just want to, I know you got 4 minutes. So I'm going to try to be really, really short. I'm also on your Facebook chat, and everyone is saying that these groups need to come together, and there are all these groups that it's time to stop identifying and just pull it together. Like Reverend
that
Harris,
part.
We had a conversation when we talked about the choir and the solo singer and how much better and how much stronger the song is when the whole choir comes together. In the Facebook chat right now, everyone is identifying different groups that should be a part of what you guys are doing. Stop talking about the should, stop talking about the would, and do. If you guys are on the streets in Fresno, the people in New York will share what you guys are doing in Fresno. The people that are in Atlanta that are on the pages in New York will share in Atlanta what you guys are doing in Fresno. But you guys got to make that move, and you got to make that move as a unit. It can't be no 5 or 6 people standing on 4 corners of the streets. That's not enough people. That's only 4 on each block, on each corner. And that's what I saw from the videos. I've been watching this movement. This movement needs fuel. The fuel comes from the people. Get off the internet. Get in the streets.
Exactly.
That's pretty much all I wanted to say. Because I'm loving what's happening, but the conversation is dope. But to the conversation, and that's what they're accustomed to. They're accustomed to us talking. They're not accustomed to us showing up. We have to show up. They hear it. They know how to mute us. They throw Kanye West and Deion Sanders and Kyrie. They throw that at us to distract us like we're dogs, like we're pets. They use these distractions at us like what they throw at their pets so that their pets can stop coming at them when they're eating their steaks. Stop being distracted by this nonsense. Let's for real get up and get out of there. This little kid got pushed or punched or smacked, however you saw it. He got lifted off his feet. And it wasn't voluntary. That's a child. That could have been one of ours. And I know for a fact, if it had happened in Brooklyn, it wouldn't be as quiet as Fresno is right now. That's all I'm going to say. Get up and get out.
Thank you for calling in. We got New York in the house. Man, Brooklyn in the house. Hey, listen, we only got 30 seconds left, but tomorrow we're going to go ahead and be at the courthouse at 8:30. Should be showing about 9 o'clock. And we need to show up strong tomorrow, y'all, and build off this right here and send a message and stand strong and stand tall with our community. And like she said, you know, we got to stop talking about it and be about it. And I just want to thank you all. We have 30 seconds. And power to the people. We'll be there tomorrow. And I'm going to say good night because I got to get some sleep. All right. Peace out.